Alright, good morning. It's 8:27 on 9/11/2021. I almost ran into a couple who were coming in the opposite direction. I was busy trying to get logged into the phone and turn on the recorder. Wasn't watching where I was going. So it's nice and cool. There's a little breeze right here. It's almost 70 degrees. It's probably over 70 degrees now. I missed yesterday because I just completely lost the morning. Not just for walking, but basically for everything. Today, I almost lost today. Well, the cats started raising hell at 3 o'clock, so I got up and sort of quieted the cat down and then curled up on the couch. Slept almost 7:30. That was a long night for me. That was a lot of sleep. But as a result, I was still sleeping at the time when I usually want to be out walking. It happens very, very rarely. But yeah, it's a lot later than I would have liked. Walking here in the shade in the cool, it's kind of nice. Walking in the sun, not so much. So I'm not sure what's going to happen when I hit the long eastward reach there past the trunk pole, the monk pole. So, please do not cut our flowers. Yeah, that's the flowers, that's the group of flowers that I saw the lady picking one from the other day. Oh, it's Saturday. Yes, it is. It's Saturday. I was thinking, oh, well, it's Friday. No, it's Saturday. I need to go to the grocery store. I need to try to remember to post this before 6 o'clock at night. Thank you, Robert, for nudging me the other day. I wish I had been a little more alert and I caught it sooner. Thank you. there's more clouds up there now than there were before. Sun is probably causing some instability that's... It's a lot of cirrostratus mares tails there. Looking good, looking good. It's pretty. A lot of blue sky, a lot of mares tail. Not seeing a lot of evidence of smoke this morning. Of course, I see it most when the sun is coming up through it and it turns everything red. But by the time I woke up, the sun was already well up, so yeah, I didn't see it. I don't have a lot to talk about today because I spent all day yesterday just sort of messing around on Twitter, reading the occasional Facebook, reading a lot. I finished Jerry Boyd's latest, Bob and Nikki. And got started on the next Quantum Curators. And I just finished that this morning. I just finished that this morning. I have to figure out what I'm going to read next. There's another Quantum Curators book coming, but it's a pre-order. Man, I hate pre-orders. It's a meaty smell. I wonder if that's... Wind is coming from fast food joints. That's what it smells like. Grilled beef. fixture on the wall out there. I can't really tell what it is. It might be a light fixture. Maybe a dryer vent. There's a hole through the brick and there's something in the brick. So yeah, it looks more like a dryer vent. Coming up on it. Stay with me. Point post. So yeah, yesterday I got my 2,000 words, just barely, but I got them. It was like almost 8 o'clock by the time I finally put the last few words in the pile. And that was the end of the first week of the Working Writers Challenge. And as far as I know, I'm the only one who's doing the challenge. Which is fine. I'll keep doing it. I said I was going to do it for 4 weeks. I'll do it for 4 weeks. Maybe more people will join as the challenge goes on. It's a little disappointing, but doing it for my own reasons, so. Morning. Walking, not talking. I don't know what I'm going to read next. The Quantum Curious is a pretty, Eva St. John, it's a very slow, very slow start. there's a lot of fun in it. It's a typical story structure. It's got a lot of somewhat predictable beats in it, but the story itself, the main character, there are several characters, it's kind of an ensemble cast, there are several characters that sort of carry the story along. Julia Strathclyde is a lot of fun. There's a lot of subtlety in the whole series. There's a lot of subtlety. There are a lot of hidden clues that once you see them, you realize what they are. I'm walking on the wrong side of the road. But it's shady over here. Once you see them, you understand what they are. And then you remember, oh yeah, I saw this way back then. So it's very well done. It's very well put together. From a reader standpoint, it's just fun. From a writer's standpoint, I have to admire the skill. And I'm trying to think of what I've got to read next. I think next in line is Matt Dinneman's Dungeon Crawler Carl. Is that it? So yeah, going back to Lit RPG. Game Lit, to use the more generic term. Go over to the other side of the street, the shade is pretty much gone, so. I think that's next on my list. Also, I purposefully not writing today or tomorrow. Not writing fiction, not writing in my story, not writing in the cat. I had the, before the word started a new event, it's a repeat of event that they had last year. And I had a quest that I didn't complete before the event ended last year. And it's been just hanging open ever since. When I started up this year, I was able to pick up the monsters that I needed to kill in order to close that quest. So I finally got rid of that quest. It was such a relief, I can't tell you. It's like, oh, finally, I freed up that slot. Yay! It's ridiculous. I've only got like 5 or 6 quests active at any point in time anymore. I tend not to get too carried away. Because I really use it to lock myself into reading time rather than, you know, looking for leveling up or anything. I'm level 24. I have my solid angel wings because it's been over a year. Year and a half, actually. I've had them for a while. But this is September. Next month, I should get my 2-year anniversary. But yeah, the quests are handy because they say, okay, you're gonna kill... Oh, I don't know, a Wignow. Wignow is, I forget, 150 words, 450 words, something like that. It's a small number of words, anyway. And you have a fixed amount of time. And maybe, you know, for 150 words, it may be 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. But because I have that, I have to finish these words before 15 minutes are up. It tends to help me focus more. It tends to keep me looking. It's sort of like a sprint, only instead of seeing how many words I can write in 15 minutes or 25 minutes, it's, can I get this number of words in this amount of time? Can I get this amount of words in 20 minutes? Some of the bigger ones are ridiculous. I think that was my problem because I had a couple of big ones that I had to kick off, like 1,800 words. And because of my equipment and bonuses and everything, I really only needed to do 1,500 words. The game gave me like 6 hours to do 1,500 words. And so I'd be writing along and writing along, and next thing I know, I'm reading Twitter or playing on Facebook or scrolling around some other way. And I'd go back and I'd write a few more words. But, you know, 1,500 words is an hour and a half. Should be only an hour and a half. Not all goddamn day. Here goes the progeny off to work. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.